So today we are looking for the last part of the book of Philippians, and I invite you to listen from Philippians chapter 4, 10 to 23. This was the last word from Paul to the church of Philippians. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renew your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content to whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gave me strength. Yes, it was good of you, yet it was good to you of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied. Now that I have received for Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And may God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send your greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you in spirit. Amen. Long time ago, I heard and I read a story. Was in Portuguese, so I translate. I know this came from, was in English before, but I read in Portuguese, and yesterday I tried to put in English again, okay? And the story was about a wealthy New Yorker businessman. He was on his vacation, so he was walking along a beach, beautiful beach, and this CEO, this businessman, noticed a fisherman. This fisherman was just sit beside his small boat, just look the ocean, just enjoy the view. And was a kid close to him. Sometimes the kid kick a ball to him and he give back. So he seemed in no hurry to do anything. Curious about the fisherman's lack of the activity, the businessman asked him, "Why are you not fishing?" "I've got enough fish for today," he said, the fisherman. "Why do you not fish more than you need?" asked the businessman. The fisherman said, "What would I do with the surplus?" The businessman fast answer, "Oh, you could make more money and buy a better boat. With this, you could go further in the sea get bigger fish. Buy nylon nets and make more money. So you could have a fleet of boats. Not only one, but more. And be rich like me. The fisherman thought a little. Then he asked, and then, what would I do? He said, you could rest and enjoy the life. Said the proud businessman. So the fisherman replied, and excuse me, and what do you think I'm doing right now? This story illustrates our world today. We live in a time where we are never satisfied with what we have and where we are. The spiritual attitude that dominates the society today is that always seems to be we need more money, we need more things, we need more status. This is an endless circle that generates only greed and discontentment. So the question today is, what has been my attitude when things do not happen like I wait for? What has been your attitude when the circumstances of life are not favorable for you? When things go wrong, what is your attitude? What has been your attitude before the Lord and before others? When bad things happen around you. In verse 11 to 13, Paul presents a different perspective about life and how react before this circumstance. Verse 11 to 13, I'll read again. Say, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. I know what is to be in need, and I know what is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living plenty or in want, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. We need to remember, Paul was in a prison. Paul was not in a five-star hotel. He was in a prison, and he knew that soon or later they would put him to death. He would die. He knew that. Maybe, or I can say probably, he was starving at the time. But he still said that he was content. He was in control. How is this possible? How was his secret? Or what was his secret? How to live content in any situation? How can we achieve this state of mind to be content although we have so much trouble around us? First of all, we need to understand that we have to learn to be content. We have to learn to be content. The first lesson is this state of mind to be content in any circumstance is not given by chance. You're not born with that. We have to learn, and that requires a mental exercise and requires a spiritual exercise so we can grow enough in a way that you can say as Paul. Most people learn to become closer, distrustful, sad, when they are going through the bad things around them, the bad experience of life. But the Apostle Paul said here that it's possible to live contented even when we face the same negative experience around us. So Paul considers each experience of life, doesn't matter if it's good or bad, as an opportunity to learn how to be content in any circumstance. When I was studying this week, I saw that I never looked before about that. I never thought before that. The word, the Greek word that was translated for content, it's autarkes. And I found that this word, from this word, come two words that we know, at least in Portuguese, I think you know too in English. The word autarky, in Portuguese is autarquia. Sometimes it's hard for me to say the same, but autarquia or autarky, this means autonomous government, autonomous administration. And another word is autocrat. That means an absolute and independent ruler. I know that I think in English, autocrat is a little bit negative, I think. Okay? But when you look for really the base of the word, it's something that is a ruler who has control of the circumstance. Okay? He has absolute control. So, what did Paulo mean by using the word autarkis? What Paulo was saying, it's possible to maintain serenity. It's possible to maintain control even when the circumstances are bad around us. This is the meaning. And this verse, this word, brings me so much relief, because I'm from Brazil. I like to see snow from afar, from inside a house who is very warm with a hot chocolate. And oh, it's so good. My house is still 24 degrees. When I was driving today, I had the experience of contentment. How to be content? How can I be content with this day? It's so cold. The car go for one side, for another side. And you can believe how a Brazilian can be stressed in driving in snow. But the point is, what I'll try to say here is, my relief is the word content that was translated in Portuguese, and maybe here should for in English, seems that you have to be content in any kind of situation. And I think I'm not a translator, but I prefer another word. Not content, but I can manage all situations. Or I can be in control of all situations, control of my emotions. Than content. Because when I read, I'm content in all circumstances. I learn to be content in all circumstances. In my mind, I learned how to be in all circumstances. And I understand now that it's not what the word said there. It's not that wow, I lost my job. Yes, I'm so happy. No. Oh, it's 25 degrees below outside. Yes. This morning we asked, we have so much snow. And one kid back there said, yes. I never say that. And I'm not happy, content, because of snow. But I can say, I can handle. I can survive the snow. Because of Jesus Christ. This is the idea. This is the idea. So, the word autocrats come that you are in control. So, what Paul is saying is that it's possible to maintain serenity, to maintain control of the situation, regardless of the problems we are experiencing. This is the idea. In other words, Paul is saying, I learned to keep control of myself, my emotions. Doesn't matter what's happening around me, I can keep my serenity. This is the point. The second lesson is, we have to learn to be content in all circumstances. It's not in some, but in all circumstances. The text said, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. We need to learn to maintain this serenity in every situation. When we are humiliated, when we are exalted, in times of plenty, in times of famine, in times when we have money, in times when we don't have so much money, many of us doesn't know how to handle both situations. In one hand, we have, when we are without money, when bad things happen with us, many of us start to complain, start to suffer, start to really react negatively. In another hand, for some of us, what's happened, when we are when you have money, when you have everything, you don't know how to handle too. Because sometimes you humiliate who are not like you. Sometimes you forget God, who was the one who gave you everything you have, just because you are well. So you don't know how to handle both situations. And what Paul is saying is, praise God, because I learned how to live in all kinds of situations. When we are well and things are go well, we fill ourselves with pride, and sometimes we even humiliate others. So this is why I think many are not placed in a place of honor and prominence, because God knows that they would not have a slight control of themselves if they will react in a wrong way. The third lesson that I see here is, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. I think this verse is one of the verses that was most take wrong in the whole Bible. Because people start, the common application are for this verse is, everything I can do in Jesus. I can have everything in Jesus. I can conquer everything in Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I can have a new car every year because of Jesus. It's my credit card, Jesus. For some people, it's just this. This verse means that I can have a better job. I can gain more money because I believe in Jesus. So He must bless me to this. But this verse is nothing about that. And if you think that, if you repeat this verse before, you need to understand that what Paul is saying here is, I can do all this. All what? I can be hungry, feel hungry, and I can be rich. Both, I have strength from Jesus Christ. I can be sick. I can be with 100% of my health. Both is I can handle because Jesus Christ gave me strength to keep my faith and to walk in the right path. Both. What Paul is saying here is, I can manage all things through Him who is strengthened. He learned to live content because Christ strengthened him. He learned to live content under all situations because Jesus Christ strengthened him. And this is what we need to learn, that we can be content in all circumstances. It's possible. But it's an exercise. We need to learn. And when the Paul say content here, it's not that you'll be smile at the time when bad things happen in your life. No. But what poets say, I learn how manage all kinds of circumstances because Jesus Christ, He is one who strengthens me. So you ask, what is the secret to be content in all circumstances? Is be connect with the Lord Jesus Christ. Is receive the strength to manage any situation of your life. In that way, you can walk. Christians, like any other human being, go through many experiences in life, from hunger to abundance, from humiliation to honor, from scarcity to abundance. But it's possible to learn to maintain serenity in any situation. And to be content in all circumstances, it's only possible for those who believe in, it's connect with Jesus Christ. It's believing in Christ. Only those who are in Christ and are willing to learn may one day repeat the words of the Apostle Paul. I have learned the secret. It's secret. I have learned the secret of being content in any and in ever situation. This is the secret. This is the secret. We finish today. I invite you to okay, next slide. To pray with me, reading this prayer. We can say it's a prayer from this American theologian called Reinhold Niebuhr. I don't know. I know in Portuguese if I can say, but and it's so deep and so profound. And I invite you to make this prayer with me right now. He said, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Live one day at a time. Enjoy one moment at a time. Accept hardships as the pathway to peace. Taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. God bless you.